Wes, I mean, look, let's try and take some positives from it. It was an improvement on round one, but I know it's got to be tough to go up there and get beaten 4-0 in any circumstance.
Yeah, it's devastating. You know, it was devastating coming into this tournament. The year I've had, it's been a bad year, but you've got to keep going as a professional. You know, just try and do your best you can and take positives from each game. I don't know. I won the first game playing how I did. It was really bad, but I won it. And coming to this game, I thought just try and take the positives. You know, maybe you shouldn't be here, but you always got the chance to put things right. And practicing wise, backstage I feel good. I got off to a bad start, but you know you can't go up there playing half-hearted with no confidence against a world-class player like James. He's just going to beat you up, which he did first two sets. I mean, I don't think I've ever lost two sets without winning a leg. I don't think I had many darts at a double. You know what I mean? It's just you up there. It's embarrassing. It's horrible to take because you know what I mean. You up there and everyone's paying the money to come in and watch you, and everyone's watching on telly, and you know deep down you're playing bad, but you just got to hope things are going to come right. But obviously, you know, there's no quick fix like that. It's just one of them things. You just got to get on with it. But you know, I kept going. I just kept thinking about the legs, just try and have a good leg and build on it. But it just didn't happen. I mean, I knew deep down there's no quick fix, but you just got to keep playing and hopefully things are going to come right on the night, but not this tournament.
The fact is, despite your year, you obviously still made it to this William Hill World Championship. It could be tougher for you to get here next year without things turning around.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? There's a lot of good players playing well. There's a lot of good players not even in the tournament. They must be watching me this tournament thinking, what the heck? But a lot of people don't know the truth, what I've been going through the last 2 years with my shoulder and stuff. And it's just one of them things. Just got to get on with it. You know, I've had cortisone injections. I had one a week before the Worlds, but I need an operation on my shoulder. And you know, I mean, I've just been battling through it for 2 years. It's really hard when it's your living. And I've just tried to take the positive and just keep playing through it. But it's horrible going up there. You know, I mean, on the world stage and. You know things are against you before you start, confidence-wise, and like I said, shoulder and everything. But just trying to believe, and everyone's behind you back home. That's the hard thing. You feel like you let everyone down, but just got to keep going and take the positives. There's a lot of people in the same boat as me, you know what I mean, struggling and stuff. So just one of them things. I do believe I'm a bit lucky to be in the second round, so... It's a bit of a bonus, to be honest.
Well, look, you did keep fighting there, Wes. You've not let anybody down in my eyes. However, you know you haven't been playing your best stuff for a while. How much of it is mental and how much of it is physical? Because they're both very different to try and put right.
Yeah, I've had a lot of physical problems. Like I said, I've had a bad shoulder for 2 years and the doctors are telling me I need an operation on it, but they're not convinced it'll help. So I'm thinking, you know, they're telling me I'll be out for 6 months if you have the operation, and when they're telling me it might not help, that's why I've just been persevering and playing through I've been playing through a lot of pain in the last 2 years. People don't know this, but I've just kept going and going, and it's horrible. It's I don't think I should lose 4-0 to anyone, but I just keep going, keep believing. It's my living at the end of the day, and it's a vicious circle, you know what I mean? The confidence thing with losing all the time is a vicious circle. You know, you beat yourself up and you come away miserable and you get down and depressed. And there's a lot of people in the same boat as me, and you got to pick yourself up. But you know, when you're not seeing the results, it's very hard. It's very mental. I do think I need a bit of help mental side as well. After this World Championships now, I think time for me to see a sports psychologist. A lot of people keep saying, you know, you got to be in the right frame of mind with darts now. It's so mental, and if a sports psychologist helps, I'm going to see one, which, you know, going from this tournament, I can't be any worse.
Well, look,